It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
For 58 years, Chester Wigger has been behind bars in the Illinois prison system. He killed three women at Starved Rock State Park in Illinois in 1960. 23 times now, Wigger has been denied parole from prison. The most recent denial was yesterday. Those opposing his release have pointed out that Wigger, now 80 years old, has never expressed remorse or admitted guilt. From This Week in Agribusiness, finally, after nearly a week of rumors it was coming, there's been confirmation from House and Senate agriculture leaders of agreement being reached on a new farm bill. The president of the National Corn Growers Association said his group looks forward to seeing what the conference committee farm bill looks like. Lynn Crisp said it's imperative to get a new farm bill this year. He said the corn growers have been emailing and calling lawmakers, urging them to reach a deal before the end of the year. A Carmel, Indiana man who admitted he stole a dog, a very popular skateboarding dog, won't have to serve jail time. 22-year-old Reed Albrecht entered a guilty plea to one count of theft for stealing Gus, a skateboard-riding bulldog from a neighbor's backyard a year ago. Albrecht will serve 2 years in a work release program. He was already in jail on drug charges. The troubling part of the story is the Indianapolis Star reports the current status of Gus, the dog, remains unknown. And yet Albrecht's getting work release. In Michigan, Russ Stoddard's business is very busy these days along Interstates 69 and 94. Russ is in the carcass collection business. He picks up animals that have been killed along the roads. And any given day this time of year, he'll haul in as many as 37 or 38 deer carcasses. Because it's the deer mating season, the bucks are in rut, and sometimes they're paying more attention to the does than to the passing traffic. Stoddard says there are far more deer vehicle collisions than get reported. He says maybe only 9 out of 10 get turned in. Semi-trucks will often just keep going after hitting a deer. And some motorist will just drive on in a shower of plastic. Russ Stoddard says he's seen that happen on many occasions. People just keep going. He told the Detroit Free Press, "I think I'd be out checking my car." That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.